This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good to worship with you a little bit this morning. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. You are here with us on Prophetic Thursday. I kind of got lost in the moment there of what day it was. Prophetic Thursday. We are so delighted that you are here and you are joining us. And I'm just trying to get some of my controls out of the way here. Hold tight. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you so much to all of our loyal listeners, and a special welcome to all of you new listeners who are joining us today. We are so delighted that you are here. Remember that we are a 24-hour internet prayer station. We are calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. And we're broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And I'm trying to ignore all of the background stuff that's going on here and just be in the moment and in the spirit. I have been listening to worship music all morning long. I have been in prayer all morning long from the wee hours. And it was still pitch black out this morning. And so I'm so excited what God has to share for you today. Again, my name is Allison Keeber. I know I saw some of you saying that do you see the messages that keep coming across?
Yeah,
okay.
So
I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to worry about the audio. We're going to kind of rebuke all of that right now in Jesus' name. And we're just going to keep flowing. We're going to keep flowing here. So those of you who are listening to BPN Radio know that we also do play the recording of this on Facebook throughout the day, but also, too, you can hear the recordings on bpnradio.com. All right, so I saw that some of you had mentioned that you had missed Pastor Dale Gentry. So he was here yesterday and gave some prophetic words for 2018, and he should be back joining you live on next Tuesday for Prophetic Tuesday. So just want to let you know that, you know, if you're wanting to see Pastor Dale, he is coming back, but I'm delighted that you are here with me this morning. And as we dive in, I just want to go over some of our little, you know, technicalities that we have. So it's important to remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. You have that loud.
What?
On this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. Want to give a special shout out to Aliona, who is working all of the controls. Yes, I keep seeing on my phone different things that pop up. And so just know that there is a lot of actual production that goes behind being an international radio station church. And so there's a lot of production, a lot of people in the back that make all of this happen and bring our ministry to you. But of course, it's you, our listeners, and our faithful and loyal contributors that help keep us on the air, help keep us staffed so that we can make sure that we are able to bring this to you. So we just want to say a special thank you. Also want to give a special shout out to all of those watching on Facebook Live. We have been able to expand our ministry and build our community there because of Facebook Live. So we're delighted that all of you are here and that you are interacting with us. I see your likes and your hearts, and I try not to read the comments. I see that you're commenting. I try not to read those because my husband is on the other side reading those, writing down all of your names, praying for you as those names come in. And so again, we do this as a team. I would be not standing here if it wasn't for my amazing husband and all of the work that he does behind the scenes, because there's a lot of time that has to go into praying over your names, just being still, really getting in the presence of God to be able to hear his words for you. And we have three children. We have two businesses that we work from home. So to say that our life can be a little crazy at times is an understatement. And so my husband, whenever I'm here with you guys, he makes sure that the craziness of our life stays away from me so that I can be one in the moment with God and hearing his words for you. So just wanted to say a special thank you to my amazing husband. Now, as we know, Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are two of our most listened to programs, and we know that that's because people desire to hear a word from the Lord. And so as we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision. God gives that directly to you. He reveals it to you as you listen to him, as you follow him, as you walk with him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be attached with a pure, fiery passion. Not just a mere interest, but a passion. I've got to get this done type vision. And God's visions are always big, right? So in the natural, it's very easy to say, I don't know how this vision's going to play out, but I know that because of the passion that is backed by this is a God vision, and I know that with God, all things are possible. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's just simply a word from the Lord. A smaller little piece of a much bigger picture. I always kind of like to say, like, you know, those 1,000-piece puzzles, right? That's what God has for you, a 1,000-piece puzzle. And a word from God can literally be just one piece of that puzzle. And as you pray into that, and as you walk with him and follow him, he will reveal that to you piece by piece. peace. Now, God wants to speak to you directly, not just through a prophet or just, you know, through someone else. He wants to speak to you directly. He wants to be in relationship with you. And I had to share a story this morning because I have a girl in my Bible study. Her name is Ashton, and I want to give her a little shout out. Is that last night she was sharing with us that she had put her name in for a prophetic Tuesday or a prophetic Thursday. And when she tuned in, she never heard her name called. And so what that did for her is she said, because she was someone throughout her life was really struggling with self-worth, what that did for her is she walked away saying, I must not be worthy of a word. Well, she also shared with us last night that even though she's been in church and she's done that her whole life, and she's recently started to have an actual relationship with Jesus, right, is that she still never really felt like she had heard God talk to her. And so, again, here was another thing of defeat, right? And the other day, she was in the shower, and the first time she had actually heard from God, she heard God say, pray for your children and your family right now. Pray for them right now. And this was her first experience really hearing from God. She knew that she needed to be in that moment in fervent prayer. Well, that was Monday morning. And as she was driving to work, she said about 30, 35 emergency response vehicles driving past her the other direction. And her spirit started to kind of stir. And she got a phone call that said that there had been a shooting at the school. Now, she didn't know if it was her children's school, if it was the high school. She didn't know any details. But she had heard from God that morning to pray for her children and for her family. And her family is actually all in the fire department and the emergency response field. And she didn't know why, in the beginning, why God was so clear about this is what you need to do. Dive in. Like, he was like, dive in. He was very clear. And she knew in that moment why God needed her to pray. And she's got a whole testimony, and there's a whole testimony in that town of what came out of all of that and what is coming out of all of that. But she also shared with us that what she realized is that the reason why maybe she hadn't received a word is because God wanted her to hear from him directly. And that allowed her to say, wait a second, that had nothing to do with my worth. It had nothing to do, as she thought that maybe God was punishing her for something that she had done. And she realized in that moment that was not how God worked. And so the next day, she walked her children into school where many people had said, we're not going to school, it's not safe, they were scared, there was all these people talking about other people, and, you know, again, all of the back and forth. And she said, I just sat in such peace because I knew that what God has always promised me has always been there. And I just had to share that with you because I think that some of us, we think, oh, here's another time that I didn't receive a word, and we get so attached to not hearing our name specifically called that we might even miss a word that is being delivered for us because we're so attached to, it's got to have my name specifically. And it doesn't always have to have your name specifically, but also to understanding that maybe there is a reason bigger than you, right? And anything that you want to put thoughts to of why a particular word isn't being delivered to you at a particular time, right? That there's always a reason with God. There's always a reason. And so I wanted to share that with you and know that a prophetic word can be a now word. It can be a future word, and it can be a confirming word, and it can be a completely new word, right? But what will happen is you will feel your spirit stir. There will be something inside of you that will start like leaping out and going, okay, that my name's not attached to that, but like I am attached to that word. And when you get that word, you must receive it with your spirit. Understanding that your mind does not have the full capacity or the capability of understanding the supernatural. And so once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of it by writing it down. And I'm going to share with you some words that God had shared with me this morning about writing it down. And then you need to rehearse it, right? You need to rehearse it, and you need to take it to God, and you need to take it in prayer and say, God, what are you trying to show me here, right? And you need to rest, right? So many of us forget to rest in our word. Now, again, it's not always a right now word, right? It's not always a right now word. Sure, it can be, but it isn't always. And so we must rest in that word, and we must allow it to soak in, and we must wait for the confirmation, because after the confirmation comes the fulfillment. And like I said, so many hunger for a word from the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray and we're going to get this party started. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you are so great, God, and that you want to give us a personal relationship with you, God. God, that when you took Jesus to sit at your right hand, God, that you left something for us, that you left the Holy Spirit, God. God, and that we have the full ability to experience everything that the Holy Spirit has to offer, God. God, today we receive that. God, today we give you the glory for all that you have done and all that you continue to do through us and for other people. God, today I pray that today each and every one of us will be a difference maker. A difference maker, God. A difference maker meaning someone who uses the gifts and talents that you have given to them to help other people. God, may we serve you and walk out in the gifts and talents that you have uniquely laid upon us, God. And that if we have not seen those or we have not experienced those, God, that today be the day that you show us those gifts, God. God, we just encourage each and every person to open up their spiritual ears, to open up their spiritual eyes, God, and to receive all the glory of you, God, today. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is with us today. God, we thank you that your baptism of the Holy Spirit can be received today, God. That if we haven't received your baptism, God, I pray for those who haven't received it yet today, God, that they receive it. They receive your baptism, Jesus. They receive it. They receive that fire that falls on them and washes over them, God. And they see it in the evidence of speaking in tongues, God. That in that space that they just speak out and they speak in their heavenly language, God. I thank you for the words that you will deliver today. I thank you for the prayers that you will answer today, God. I thank you that you are bigger than anything that we have possibly prayed for, God. God, thank you. Have your way today, God. Have your way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, like I said, I wanted to share with you, okay, I get a little bit fired up, right? Get a little bit fired up when I'm full of the Spirit. So bear with me. But I got some words today, this morning, and this was so sweet, y'all, how Jesus did this morning, because I always pray over your names, and I'm praying over your names, and I'm just taking every single one of you to the feet of Jesus, leaving them there, and asking Jesus to give me his words for you. And sometimes my pen can't write fast enough, but this morning, as I was writing, he said, here's a few words that I want you to share with everyone. He says, if we fail to write it down, my story becomes nothing more than a game of telephone. And I don't know about you all, but have you ever played that game of telephone when you were little, right? I immediately got the picture of how distorted the story can get if we don't write it down, right? There's a reason why we go back to the scriptures, right? There's a reason why it's all written down, why his word is written down and recovered for us and put here for us, because it's not intended to be a game of telephone where it starts here and then it gets completely distorted, right? Because here's the thing, here's what God wants for us, is that through this book, through these words, he wants us to have a relationship with him. Having a relationship with him doesn't come from someone standing in front of a camera, someone standing on stage. Relationship comes when you are with him, right? And so I don't want to know Jesus from some person standing on stage. Yes, it's important to go to church. Yes, it's important to have a pastor that can lead you, right? And shepherd you. That's very important. But I want to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I want to know Jesus through sitting next to Jesus and having him tell me all about himself, and vice versa, right? Jesus wants to say, I want to hear from you, Allison, who Allison is. I want to hear from you. And so he wants that kind of relationship with us. And I heard that so clear that he said, when I give you words, write them down. Write those words down. And I was thinking of my, I have a drawer, and it's a file drawer. So it's super deep and there's no files in it, but I'm simply been stacking, because every word that God gives me, I write it down for you. And I've been stacking those. And God this morning was like, you need to like put those in a book, because they're not just some words that somebody wrote down and they mean nothing. They're his words and they mean something very powerful, right? They're very powerful. And so we must write it down. And God's word, sharing scriptures, writing it down what God says to us. And he says, listen, it doesn't matter who hears it, who reads it. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter who judges it, right? Sometimes some of us are scared to actually write it down because there might be someone someday that reads us and is like, oh, this girl's crazy, right? And he says, No, write it down. It doesn't matter who reads it, who hears it. These are his words to you, his beloved. Write them down, because he doesn't want you to forget about them, right? Because we can only keep so much up here with everything that's going on in life, all of the busyness, all of the distractions, right? Don't leave your future to your mind. Right? Don't leave your future to your mind. Write it down. When God gives you that big vision, when he gives you those words, write it down and share it from the words that God wrote, so it doesn't turn into a big game of telephone, right? And in Acts, we see that Acts, an integral part of the kingdom, is the activity of the Holy Spirit, right? An integral part of the kingdom is the activity of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, through us as vessels, expands the kingdom of God. God moves in people's hearts to transform individuals and then to transform entire communities. I mean, and I got to hang out there for a second, because how many of us are so quick to say, not me. Maybe I'll be one of the people that's in the big community, right? Each individual has a responsibility and a calling, yes, you, individually, to build God's kingdom. And his Holy Spirit will work through you just as it did in Acts, right? Just as it did then, it will do now. And that we have that power in us. And I just, God told me this morning to pray that your heavenly language be placed within you. That your heavenly language be placed within you. Now, some of you want to have an experience. You want to have an encounter, right? And so what happens here is that you have to be ready for it, right? You have to be expectant of that encounter. Now, I've shared this story before, but I'm going to share it for, again, just briefly, is that when I was baptized in the Spirit, I was expectant. I was hopeful. I was ready. I didn't know what it would look like. And quite honestly, I thought, is this going to be a little bit crazy? What is this going to look like? But I came to a place where I sat with Jesus and I got really quiet and I found my place with him. And I found my place with him. And in that moment was baptized in with his Spirit, right? With his Spirit. And out came the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, it didn't sound like anything that I had ever heard before. And here's the crazy part. It didn't come from here. It didn't come from my throat or my larynx, right? Where our voice comes from. No, this language came deep in my belly, right? It was like I could try to override it and I couldn't. It was just coming out. And I remember even thinking in my mind, thinking, how can I say something different to stop it, right? And all these thoughts were going in my mind, yet my heavenly language was coming out. Now, it's not something you fake. You can't fake it, right? But it is in there. God put it in there. And He wants to baptize you in His Spirit and have it flow out. So that when you pray, you can pray in your heavenly language with Him. It's kind of like, have you ever heard of twins, right? Where twins have their own little secret language, right? This here's you and God have your own secret little language where you speak to one another. And if you haven't experienced that, I just want to encourage you that today you can. You can experience that. Now, this morning, God did something different. Not only was He giving me some words, but the first word that I got was for Allison K. The first word that I got this morning was for Allison K, me. And God said, I have sown my word upon your heart, Allison. I have given you incredible knowledge and wisdom in order to help others. Come sit with me in the beautiful field that's just for us. And I have to tell you that this is the field where I always meet Jesus. It's the same place every time. And it's black and it's white and it's gray. I don't know. I don't fully understand that yet, because I know that heaven has all of the beautiful colors, right? But it's black and white. And the only thing that I can think of is that He doesn't want me to be distracted, right? And so there's no distraction. And it's a tall, grassy field. And it's waist high, and I'm standing there next to Jesus, and I'm literally hand in hand with Him. And He says, hold my hand, my love. And He hugs me, and He tells me that He's proud of me. And He says, I just want to walk with you and talk with you. He says, I'm here to listen to everything that you have to say. Don't worry about the time, because I'm not rushed. I have all the time in the world. I have all the time in the world. And then off in the distance, I saw a shack. Now, I have to share with you, because this is really powerful. The very first time that I came to this place was when I was baptized in the Spirit. And it was years ago. And it's the same today as it was then. And it's vivid. It's our place. And it's just the place that I know that I can go, that I'm instantly there with Him. And there's always been this shack kind of off in the side. And I have to preface that this was before like the book, The Shack, came out, or the movie. So there's no correlation there. But this shack, it's worn down. And I mean, it's almost falling over. It's tiny. It's a tiny little shack but it's there and it's very prevalent. And, today I asked Him, I said, God, what's inside? What's inside this shack? I've never really understood it, because it's always off in the different distance. And He said, all that I have for you in this life is stored in that shack. He says, Allison, the walls don't need to be sturdy, because through faith and obedience, you will receive it all in this life. All that I have for you stored in this shack. This shack that needs not to be sturdy, for one day, all will be given to you, and the shack will no longer be needed to hold it. I cried out, Lord, I just want to make you proud. And He said, daughter, you do. You make me so proud. You are my beloved. Allison, stay disciplined. Keep focusing on me, and I will guide you. Do not worry or conform to any part of this world. For all your needs will always be tended to as you stay disciplined. Stay disciplined in the small and stay committed to your relationships. And I thanked my father and I told him that I loved him. And I had to share that with you guys because I don't always share the words that I get, but I felt that that was really powerful this morning and that he wanted me to share it with you because someone needs to hear it. Someone needs to hear it. And I praise you and I thank you, Jesus, and I love you so much. This next word that I have is for Kara D. in Louisiana. Kara, God said, take time to just pause. He says, you're always in such a hurry. He's laid things out for you on this path, this journey. But if you move too fast, you'll miss them. He wants you to slow down and smell the roses. Kara, as soon as God said this, I immediately saw a small white picket fence, and it was lined with beautiful flowers. And I saw a little girl, like, running her hand across the flowers. He says, just like the little girl from your childhood. He says, just pause, Kara, for a moment. Smell. And take a deep breath. He wants you to breathe him in. All of this business, busyness is not going to get you where you need to go. It's time to slow down so you can speed up, my sweet flower. And I bless you, Kara, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, you are so sweet. He's so sweet to us. And Rachel N. Sorry, my nose is running from crying. Rachel N. Rachel, God said, you will speak a second language, and you will speak it with confidence. This language will take you to new places, and you will meet people that you've never met. You'll speak in places that you've never even known existed before. Yes, you will speak in these places, you will prophesy, and you will preach in this new language. In this new language. And I bless you, Rachel. Thanks, babe. I bless you, Rachel, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whew, thank you so much for joining us, you guys. Oh, we love your hearts and your likes there on Facebook. It's such encouragement to see you guys just here with us, present in the moment. And I hope that wherever you're at, you can just feel his spirit right now. You can just feel him. It feels like a warm blanket, right? It feels like a warm blanket, just the best comfort, like the sweetest bed that you've ever laid in. His love is just so magnificent and powerful, and I just pray that each and every one of you just feel that love. And that the words that you put to it are is that I can't explain it. I can't explain it. It's like heaven, right? It's beyond explanation, right? His love is beyond explanation. And the only way that I can describe it is to say, but I feel it. I feel it. Oh, I pray that you feel it. Margaret S. Margaret, I just wanted to bless you and the works that you are doing. Margaret, you've been casting out demons and other people in Jesus' name. You've been letting the power of the Holy Spirit flow through you. And you've been taking it on to cast out those demons. And this morning, I just wanted to pray a hedge of protection over you as you walk in to some dark places in order to be his hands and feet. And I bless you, Margaret. I bless you, sweet woman of God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tanya M. in BC, in British Columbia, Canada. Tanya, I just wanted to bless you and your family. Right now, you're walking out a word that God had spoken over you. He says, trust in him that this move has been his plan and his will and will be covered in his protection. And I heard the Lord saying that much expansion, and I want to be very clear because he highlighted much, much expansion will come for your family with this move. He says your faith will be expanded, your ministry will be expanded, your finances will be expanded, and your influence will be expanded. And I bless you, and I bless your family, and I bless your journey. And I bless all of the divine appointments that are lined up for you as you go and as you go out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. I bless you, Tanya M. In Jesus' name. Tammy B. Tammy B. in Texas. He says, it's time to start letting your heart beat again. This time, it's going to beat stronger. Your grief has never made you weak. Grief has not made you weak. No, it's made you stronger. You'll walk out of this season with a new boldness. You'll feel a new freedom come over you. And you'll be baptized in his spirit. You'll lay hands and your faith will be like Peter and John. You will walk in confidence, knowing that your steps are guided by your Lord and Savior. Yes, the King of Kings. And I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. This next word that I got is from Mirka H. Mirka H. in California. Mirka, God says, you are worthy. You are worthy. Let me say that again. You are worthy. And I say that because he said it over and over and over again. You are worthy. You are royalty. Yes, you are royalty. He says, no more playing small. You weren't made to please everyone. Nope, that's never been your assignment. He says, it's time to peel off the mask and let the world see the real you. He says, go look in the mirror. I want you to see what I see. I want you to see that there is true and perfect beauty. Peel off the mask so you can see the real you. Yes, you've been worn down by taking on so many problems of others. It's worn you down. He says, you can't wear everyone else's coat. You're not a coat rack. And you're not a doormat. You're royalty. You're royalty. Your Father in heaven is the King of Kings. And you are royalty. And you are worthy. He says, repeat my words, Mirka. Repeat them over and over as you look at yourself in the mirror. Watch the tears rush down your face. And watch as you immediately see yourself morph and transform into what I always created you for. The mask has been peeled off. And the new you, the real you, is ready to be revealed. You will reach a new level of belief and a new level of understanding. And I bless you, Mirka, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Misty, Misty W. in Louisiana. He says, Misty, it's time to act. He says, I've given you very clear instructions, and it's time to act. Yes, it feels like you're walking on a tightrope sometimes. And it feels like the ground is a million miles down. But what you choose to focus on, you choose to focus on. That's just it. I gave you the freedom of choice. I've given you freedom from the very first day man was created. He says, Misty, focus on me. Realize how wide and safe the path really is. Shift your focus so that you can get into action. In Jesus' name, I bless you, Misty. I bless this word. I can't wait to see all that you will do as the hands and feet of Jesus, as you've already done so much, but that you will continue to do in Jesus' name. And this next word that I have is for Mandy R. Mandy R., I'm sorry, Mandy, I didn't get where you were located at, but I also did hear that this word was for many. And so this is a word for if you're suffering from anxious thoughts and worry, then this word might be for you. And I want you to listen closely because God told me that there are so many who are wrapped up in worry and anxious thoughts. God said, stop claiming these things of the flesh and start claiming your victory. Name your ailment and then cast it out and start immediately claiming your victory today. You were not created to carry this anxious spirit. You have been set free by my blood. My blood was shed for your victory. Come to the cross. Lay it down. Lay it down. And then get back up and walk away. And he said, and when you really truly lay it down, when you get back up and you walk away, you will walk away healed and set free. And remember, when we come to the cross and we truly lay it down. And what I see is some of us are like, no, I've come to the cross and I've laid it down. I've tried to lay it down. But God's like, no, you laid down this pen, but you kept the rest. And he says, no, you have to lay it all down. Let it go. Let it go. Lay it down at my feet. Be done with it. This blood I shed for you. It wasn't about my victory. It was about your victory. It was about your freedom. Your freedom of this anxiousness and this worry spirit that has come upon you that was never supposed to be there. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him. Thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds all understanding. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. And I'm hearing God say, remember that right now it has already been done. Go claim your victory. The victory has already been won. Some of you are sitting in false prison cells of worry and anxiousness because you have something written on your life that is supposed to be done. Something that is in your shack that is supposed to be done, that is being held down by worry and anxiousness. And right now, in Jesus' name, I just cast it out. I cast it out. I encourage you to go sit at the cross, lay it at His feet, and get up and walk away. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Paul spoke a lot about this to the church of Philippi. Did he not? He spoke about rejoicing in the Lord. He preached that joy is not a good feeling. Joy is not a good feeling that's based on favorable happenings. Y'all, Paul wrote this when he was in prison. He wrote this when he was in prison, and he said, no, joy is a decision. It is a choice to celebrate all that God has done through Jesus. Ah, stop letting his blood be for nothing. His blood was for your victory so that you could cry out and claim victory in Jesus' name. I claim joy in Jesus' name. I claim happiness in Jesus' name. I claim freedom in Jesus' name. I claim it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you don't leave out the least of us. God, that no matter how big my sin is, or how far I've wandered from you, God, that's the key. That's the key right there. I've wandered. That you've always been the steady. You've always been there, Jesus. And I thank you today for freeing so many, for so many who are wrapped up in that anxious spirit, and we claim no more. No more. Today is a new day, a new season. Worry is gone. Defeat is gone. Anxiousness is gone. God, we claim victory in your name. If this is you, declare it right now. Declare it out loud with your mouth. Declare, I declare victory right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're not even going to be able to, when you try to go think about worry, when you try to go think about anxiousness, you're not even going to be able to be affected by it, because the victory has been won. His blood that was shed for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now I want to read this scripture to you. And it's from Paul to the church of Philippi. In Philippians 2 and 2:5, we see Paul, as again, he was in prison. He says, in other words, this is Philippians 2:5, 2:5 through 2:11. In other words, adopt the mindset of Jesus the Anointed. Adopt the mindset of Jesus the Anointed. Y'all have that capability to adopt the mindset of Jesus. Like, does that just blow your mind? That blows my mind that he's left that. He did that for me. Live with his attitude in your hearts. And remember, though he was in the form of God, he chose not to cling to equality with God, but he poured himself out to fill a vessel brand new, a servant in form and a man indeed. The very likeness of humanity, he humbled himself, obedient till death. So God raised him up to the highest place and gave him the name above all names. So when his name is called, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and below. When his name is called, every knee shall bow in heaven and earth and below. Do y'all just want to claim victory right now by just saying Jesus? Jesus. Every time I say Jesus, every time that I share his name, every knee has to bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus, the Anointed One, is Lord, to the glory of the God our Father. Victory has been won, my friend. Victory has been won. You do not have to sit and worry and anxiousness any longer. Today is the day that you walk out of the prison cell. Today is the day that you walk out of the prison cell. Just like Paul, joy is a choice. Joy is a choice. And I bless you all that receive that word in Jesus' name. And I've got a few more names, and I'm on fire here, so I need to get a drink of water, and I'm going to hand it over to my husband. He's going to come over really quick, because we've also learned that if there's too much pause on the radio, that it tries to kick us off. So we're going to switch it over to him really quick. He's going to pray for you.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, good to see you all. Happy to be here. Hold on one second as I grab my my sheet of paper, just so you all know that I am on the other side of this camera and looking, operating controls, watching your comments, and obviously writing down the names that are coming through. And we promise not to let a name fall to the floor. So if you put your name in for a prophetic word and it hasn't happened yet, hang tight, because that means that it will be coming sometime soon. And make sure that if you've perhaps missed one of our prophetic sessions, you can actually hear the replay of those prophetic sessions over at breakoutradiochurch.com. And in the archive section there, that you'll see the past prophetic sessions. So breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can head right over there now. Something is real quick. I know there's been a few prayer requests that have come through. So Pastor Victor George in Pakistan, I mean, what a glorious opportunity we have to broadcast this around the world, around the globe through Facebook and on BPM Radio. And Pastor Victor George, we just want to pray for you, God, right now that you lift up Pastor Victor and his congregation there in Pakistan, that you just provide everything that they need, Lord, to continue their expansion and growth in the territory that they're in, God, and where you've placed them in order to further your kingdom, God. We just bless you, Victor. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for being a part of our ministry here, Pastor Victor George in Pakistan. Sarah Kay asked for prayer for depression, and she said she's got a lack of a will to live. And I see others on here that are reaching out to her and praying, and I hope those words, Allison, that spoke there penetrated for you, Sarah. Something that I know that happens when someone's in a depression is that they keep repeating things. The enemy repeats things in your head over and over and over again. And you've got to change the track and change your state. And one of the best things that you can do is to go into prayer and with your journal and write down all of the things that God sees you as. Right? So I pray right now, Sarah, that you go into prayer, Lord, that you just open up your Bible and the words inside that Bible, God's word leaps out at you and lets you know how God sees you. And then you write that down. You go into a mirror and then you repeat those back to yourself of what God sees you, who God knows that you are. And that you do that for a continuous period of time as you pull yourself out of this funk and as God lifts you up, that you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, Lord. That Sarah just be lifted up, God, that she knows how much you love her, that no matter what else is happening in this world and in life, that the enemy will not prevail, that God, that yes, Jesus has shed his blood for you, and that yes, he loves you so much that he would die for you so that you don't have to take your own life, so you don't have to, that so your will to live becomes so strong because your mission here is not done yet. That God has you here for a mission, that you see that you know what your mission is, that God speak clearly to you. So go into prayer. Sarah, we bless you. We thank you for being a part of this, and we thank you all for continuing to pray for her. If you are somebody who's seeking prayer and you need some prayer, I want to give you this resource here. Letspraymerica.com is a wonderful website that you can go to, and we actually have prayer requests, a prayer request link that you can click on. You'll see this American flag on here, and you can submit your prayer requests, right? So it says, click the link above, send your prayer requests out to BPN Prayer Coordinator, who will in turn send your requests to our national prayer team, who will be praying for your need for the next 7 days. All requests will be kept confidential, and only your first name will be sent to our prayer team. So please send us your testimony when your prayer has been answered. We believe in prayer so much. And obviously at Let's Pray America, there's a ton of resources here that you can go into. You can see some of Pastor Gentry's prophetic words in there. Jean Gentry's book, Overwhelming Victory, about her battle with cancer and about how God healed her. And that story may be something that those of you that are dealing with an ailment or sickness, replace those thoughts that you might be having in your head with thoughts that are going to heal you and uplift you. And you can do so. Again, it's important to allow others who've taken the time to write these things down. You'll also find Dale's book, God Assignments, for download on there as well, which is another wonderful book containing information about the prophetic, including how to hear the voice, instructions on how to receive a prophecy, how to operate in the prophetic, and how to operate in the supernatural, how one word from God can change your life forever. And so those books are free for download right here on letspraymerica.com. And finally, we are a ministry that's fully funded and supported by our listeners and viewers, and it takes your contributions to continue all of this. I mean, to have our engineer over in Germany, to have Aliona, who's behind the scenes operating this from Moldova, to have all of our team assembled and to be able to continue with Breakout Radio Church, we ask that you continue giving. And so if it's on your heart to sow into this ministry, you can do so also by heading over to letspraymerica.com. You can click on the donate button, and that donate button allows you to donate via PayPal with a debit or a credit card, or you can actually send a check payable to Breakout Ministries and send that to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. And your contributions are tax deductible and much appreciated. So we appreciate that. Also, Saturdays, Marketplace Saturdays. If you've got a voice in the marketplace and you want to be heard, we're looking for other voices that want to participate in Marketplace Saturday. And so Saturdays from 8 a.m. till midnight are dedicated fully to businesses and to being a voice of growth and contribution to the marketplace. And if you want to be a voice on an international radio station, then you can do so by sending an email to Rick Gentry, BPN Radio, at gmail.com. Again, that's Rick Gentry at BPN Radio at gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPN Radio at gmail.com. And just put in there Marketplace Saturday, I want to be a voice, and he will reach out to you and tell you what that's about. Now, Preaching Sundays is also coming up, and we're looking for those of you who might be experienced pastors or who are just starting out that are finding out your voice of ministry, your calling to preach the gospel, and you're still maybe just want to have an international radio station to share what's on your heart with those out there. And if that's something on your heart, we've got blocks opened up on Sundays that you can you obviously apply for, and we will reach back out to you. But you can do that to breakoutministries@gmail.com. Title it Preaching Sundays. You know, I want to have a voice, and we will get back in touch with you. And so just want to honor my wife again for all the effort and hard work and passion that she puts into this. And just to see all of you respond, we thank you for your hearts, for your likes, for your shares on Facebook. We thank you for our listeners that are out there across this world that are tuning in, that, again, that you take the time to be a part of this with us each and every week. And so we just want to thank you for that very much. And I'm going to turn it back over to my amazing, beautiful wife, Allison. And so here she is coming right back on.
Hi, guys.
Love you.
All right. Okay. I got my drink. I'm good. I can actually swallow again. Thank you, baby. All right. We're going to go ahead right back. And I have to share that when Ian was praying for Sarah, what I heard in my spirit is that you are brave. You are brave that you wrote that out there. And you shared with someone that you are struggling. And so if you want to personally message us and we can reach out to you and we can pray with you directly, we would be honored to do that. And I just heard God saying, I shed my blood so you don't have to. I shed my blood so you don't have to. And Sarah, I know that right now you've got to be feeling all of those prayers that are coming your way, because as a collective whole, We are all coming to the gates, standing in the gap right now for you in prayer, that God's hedge of protection be around you, and that depression and that fog be lifted off of you in Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Donna. Donna in New York. Donna, God said that he has seen your struggles. He's seen your struggles. He's carried every tear that you've ever wept. And he's holding you up. He says you are a fighter and you are stronger than any battle that man tries to throw at you. You are stronger than any battle that man tries to throw at you. But you too must also take some responsibility. You must take responsibility to not continue to go back to the arms of those who intend on hurting you. No, you are worth far more than that. Donna, you are worth so much more. Your eyes are starting to be opened to the belief of that. Our Father says that He is proud of you, for you have endured so much pain. And your pain, He can promise, He will give it purpose. A generational purpose. He says, yes, you will raise up the next generation who is free of chains of narcissism and self-consumption. You are the change because you've allowed Him to be your chain breaker. And I bless you, Donna. And I bless that God just, He stirred in my spirit that your journey has not been an easy one. And I just pray that you find your worth in Him. Capital H, I am. Not your worth in Him. And I just bless you, Donna, in Jesus' name. And I bless that as you walk out, that you walk this out, not only that the generational chains of narcissism and self-consumption, but also to the chains of unworthiness. That those all come off. That it ends here. And generational change takes place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, well, I'm going to go through and I'm going to look at some of your names and I'm just going to pray for you here on Facebook. And Ian's written down some of your names. Let me see if I can read his chicken scratch. Usually I have to really work at it here. So I just want to pray for, and baby, are these the names of people who were asking for a word? Is that what these ones are? Okay. I just want to pray and bless Bill D. in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bill, you have an anointing and a calling on your life, and I don't know if you already are a pastor. There's a pastoral, apostolic type calling on your life. You're a teacher. You're anointed. You're a leader. And I just hear God saying, I'm so not finished with you yet. I'm so not finished with you yet. There's so much more. And hearing that you are coming in to a new season, a new chapter. There's new people. There's a whole new generation of people that are coming your way, And I bless you in Jesus' name, Bill. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Lydia D. and, Dinuba, California. Lydia, I just bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you, and I bless that you just continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus. That you continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Lydia, I see that God's saying that sometimes you really question, am I making a difference? Am I truly making a difference? And He's saying, keep being faithful in the small. Keep being faithful in the small. The big steps aren't always the big steps for the kingdom. That the small intentional steps sometimes matter most. And I feel like that's where God's saying that you are. It's those small intentional footsteps that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so it's literally like there's no sprinting to the end because He says, I don't have an end. I don't have an end to what you are doing. This will keep going, but it's with small intentional steps. So whatever you're doing, Lydia, that's kingdom work. There's some kingdom work that's being done. And I don't know if it, I see work with homeless people. I see a heart for the homeless. I see you going out on the streets. I see you under bridges. I see you delivering hot meals and clothes. And God's saying, even the least of these, I've given you a heart, Lydia, specifically for even the least of these. And I bless you, Lydia, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And, let's see, baby, Marla F. Marla, I bless you in Jesus' name. Marla is in West Palm Beach, Florida. Marla, I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Marla. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Marla, I just hear God, saying that he wants you to come and take a walk with him. He says, I've got a lot to share with you, but I want you to come and walk with me. I want you to come and walk on these beaches and hear the pounding of the waves and really have a sense of my full creation around you, because you will take part. You will take part in something that's something big, that has to do with nature and creation. I'm trying to hear what God's saying here. There's a heart for animals. It's a heart for animals. There's a rescue, type mission, in your heart. And he's got a lot that he wants to share with you. I see fences falling down. I don't know if this is a rescue facility and that's the vision that I'm getting. The vision that I'm getting that you have a heart, for his creation. He has a lot that he wants to say to you, and I bless you, Marla, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And let's see. We've got Regina. Sorry, chicken scratch. Regina R. in Springtown, Texas. I bless you, Regina. I bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Regina. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. Regina, you have worship on your heart. You have worship on your heart. You may already be part of a worship group, or maybe that's something that God is sowing into your heart. He says, I've given you a beautiful singing voice, that when you sing, people feel his spirit. People feel his spirit when you sing. And he says, I want to see you perform. And bring others up onto their feet in full worship, and sing my words come through your singing voice, Regina. I bless you, Regina. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we've got a lot of other names, and we're going to add those to our prayer list. But we have gone a little bit over once again. Apologize for that. We're just going to go ahead and close it out. In prayer. Close it out in prayer. Heavenly Father. Oops. There goes my microphone. Need to not flail my hands, I guess. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your anointing and your presence. God, we thank you for your words. God, we thank you that you are who you say you are, God, that you never disappoint. You always show up, that you are the steady. That you are the steady, and that you can always be found in that same place. That if we just come and meet with you, God, that we just come and sit with you, walk hand in hand with you, be in your presence, God, that you will help us figure out all of these problems of the flesh, these problems of the world, God, that you will help us figure it out, God, because we know, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the blood that you shed for us. God, that for those who are struggling, God, that they just come to that part of your story. They just come to that part of your story, the cross. And they really get to know exactly what that was like for you, God. That it's not just some cross that sits up on a hill, God. That they know the pain and the agony that you went through as you were dragged to that cross up on that hill, God. And as you were nailed to that cross. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that was all for me. It was for all of us, God. And today, no matter what happens, I claim victory and I claim joy in your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus, because it has already been done. Victory has already been done, and it is mine to claim. It is yours to claim. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Go out. Tell somebody that you love them. More importantly, tell someone that Jesus loves them. Wrap your arms around them. You never know. You never know who's struggling and who just needs to feel the love of God. God bless. We love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
letting go of every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow.
Savior, my one and only. honey in the rock, bright and morning star, you are. You are the one who somehow noticed me when no one in the world could see my face. You are the one who plucked me out of the darkness and saved my life with your amazing grace. I know I'm just a sinner purchased by your scars. And I know that I'm not perfect. Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are, Jesus, you are. And you are the first name I whisper in the morning. And you are on my lips when I say good night. You are, Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are.
I've been fighting with ragged
reasons I'm dying to see your heart now. It's time I have to let you know. If this is the place you want me to be, if this is the plan you have for me, and I will cry, Father, Father, my King. Lift up my eyes, I won't lose sight of you.
Brand new tongue. And someone said, well, why do we need a brand new tongue? In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, he's speaking and he says, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. So the angel took a coal off the altar and came and placed it on his lips. And immediately he had a conversation with God, and God began to talk back to him. Yes, our conversation is cleansed, and that's why we need a brand new tongue. In life, there are things that confront us, but I know who to go to in prayer. And when I know not what to pray for, the Spirit takes over from there. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son, and with the heart believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus He prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. When the Spirit, He makes intercession, there's no cause at all for despair, for He knows the mind of my Father, and He specializes in prayer. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son, and with the heart believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus He prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb
And I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. My soul and my body are left standing dumb. When I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new
Jealous for me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are, and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us, oh. Oh, how he loves us, how he loves us, oh. He is jealous for me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I how beautiful you are, and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes, and his grace is an ocean we're all sinking. And as we meet earth like an ultra sink, yes, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way. Oh, how he loves us, oh. Oh, how he loves us, how he loves us, oh. How he loves us.